Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Bill in the Tax Quips forum, who's angry. He says, I don't want to pay a fee or spend my time and money on exams and continuing education that I do not choose. I spent my money going through H&R Block courses and subscribed to magazines and websites to keep up to date with the ever-changing tax laws. Another reason for dislike? Attorneys, CPAs, and EAs have gotten themselves exempted from these rules being proposed on the rest of us. There's more, a lot more. Please read what he says. Well, folks, Bill got a detailed answer from Christine Hicks, who explained why EAs, CPAs, and attorneys got themselves exempted. Chris outlined the amount of CPE we are already required to do and the money we already spend to stay up to date. Please read her note. It's quite interesting. But let me reply to Bill. You've missed the point of Chris's post, and you've missed the point of the IRS new regulations. They're not there just to harass you. 1. EAs, CPAs, and tax attorneys have always been required, in order to keep their license, to do extensive continuing education in order to keep up with the changes in the tax laws and reporting requirements. Your requirements are lower. 2. Unenrolled preparers have had no regulation and oversight whatsoever, except in Oregon and California, until recently, which means anybody at all could open a tax office in 48 states plus the U.S. territories without ever knowing anything at all about how to fill out a tax return or about any tax laws at all, and they did. 3. There have been a flood of fraudulent tax returns prepared by such operations around the country, and after audits, the taxpayers were the victims, facing the back taxes, penalties, and interest. Protecting them from fraudulent or ignorant tax professionals is one of the reasons for the tax law. 4. There are some very competent unenrolled tax practitioners out there, but in order to stay up to date with the laws, they've all been doing continuing education courses. They have been members of professional organizations like NATP, NSA, or other professional societies that provide publications about the tax law changes. These preparers' pocketbooks won't really be affected. They're already spending the time and the money to stay up to date. 5. It doesn't need to cost a dime to keep current. IRS provides online teleseminars year-round. Also, IRS and your state team up to provide free workshops on things like electronic filing, payroll taxes, and other updates. Generally, they are free, and you can use those courses to fulfill your education requirements. Besides, the new education requirements for tax practitioners are far lower than for EAs, CPAs, and other tax attorneys. This should only be a burden to those tax practitioners who've been lazy and haven't kept up. And frankly, they should be weeded out for the protection of all. Do I want to see individuals doing their own tax returns rather than going to an incompetent and fraudulent tax preparer? You gotta be kidding. You bet I do. They'd be far better off. Now, Bill, I doubt very much that you're among the lazy, ignorant, and fraudulent community of fly-by-night tax offices. This is not going to be a burden on you. You're already doing the education you choose, and you'll continue to be able to choose the education you do. It may take a year to adjust. After that, you'll be just fine. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about tax professionals and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.